Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Ches and Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we'll learn about include a continuation in the Pesukim that discuss how a Dayan must approach a Din Torah. Leisa kireyu, leisa nakreyu. A Dayan may not show more recognition towards his friend, and he may not show contempt towards his enemy. Sheichav v'lecha din shel pruta k'din shel mei amana. A Dayan must consider a small claim of one pruta like a large claim of 100 mana, and therefore he must take on whichever claim comes first. Zimun b'shleisha. As the Gemara explains, Azmuni ladin ad de'amar mishmei de'kulu. The shleich sent by Bezin to summon a person to appear before them must summon him in the name of all three judges. However, amar mipum de'chad lo emeklum. If the shleich summoned him in the name of only one judge, the litigant is not obligated to come to Bezin. The Gemara offers several approaches to the machlekes Reb Meir v'Chacham regarding the claim of a mitzi shemra. A man who falsely accused his wife of znus is punished with malchus, and he must pay her father a fine of 100 silver coins. Reb Meir holds mitzi shemra b'shleisha. For this claim, three judges are sufficient. While the Chacham hold mitzi shemra b'esther m'shleisha, for this claim, 23 judges are required. V'cheshen l'laz k'miflegi. They disagree on whether there is a concern that through the claim of mammon, word will spread, and unknown edim will come and confirm this nus, and the wife is chayiv misa. V'cheshen l'chveidin shal rishonim k'miflegi. They disagree on whether we are concerned that to use only three judges for a claim of mammon and send away the other 21 dayanim might question their reputation. They disagree in ad sheyedi'uhu be'ezim misa hu nerig. Whether to be considered a valid hasra, the edim must also mention the specific misa. They disagree in chavr tzarech hasra, whether a learned person also requires hasra.